two terms I accidentally use interchangeably. You practice both areas of law, don't you?
Yes, it's usually former real estate clients who then get older, or they are estate clients who then say that they need a property. They feed each other, but they're a great source of fulfillment for me. And there's a lot of false information out there. The web has just made me age much faster than I thought, because people say, well, I saw this article. I'm not bitter about it, but I just say, please, just bear with me. You can get a second opinion. That usually calms them down. But, yeah, that's the one difference in both areas of the law.
Yeah,
but, I appreciate you reaching out about that. By the way, did you get that gold coin at FedEx?
Yeah, it's in the mail. Yeah, we'll see if I can find it. One of the things you wanted to talk about I find fascinating, Dave, and you talk about this all the time, the idea of, like, let's get those powers of attorney in order while you're still in good shape so that everything is set for your kids should something change. I'm dismayed to find out there are financial institutions, I know you won't name them here, that are giving the kids of these elderly parents trouble when they have these powers of attorney. Like, that's what they're there for, Dave.
Yeah, the first gauntlet they throw down, and it's extremely frustrating, because the first thought that the client gets, if we did help them, this is about avoiding a live person probate. Most people think probate involves a casket, but this is the alive person probate called guardianship. So for very reasonable prices, we can set up families so they're never facing that. And I know that people don't want to, you know, hear anything other than that when they come, that how do we limit the control? But what's going on, John, is the gauntlet they're throwing down is we need to send that to our legal department. So a power of attorney for somebody's aunt, let's say, comes in. She needs to get some cash to do something she needs to do on her house. And they say, well, we think that's too old.
What?
Well, the word durable is on there. Or they say, we have to talk to our law department. It's all just a control thing. And it's beyond the point where I basically have to sometimes get on the call and say, give me your boss. You know, it's like those goofy shows where people say on the police, give me a supervisor. We have to chop away so many redwood trees. Other times, even if we get the opinion that our documents are okay, then there's mysteriously all kinds of procedures, two originals, a proprietary form that has the bank's name or the investment firm's name on it that looks just like mine. We need to have that. And most people who have been in it a long time like me say that if there's any indication they're going to be in control of less funds, it's human nature to drag it out. And I feel sorry for all those trustees out there, powers of attorney, executors, administrators. We are just blown away at the hurdles that I think at their root are just because. And I know that sounds like I've turned cynical on you, buddy, but it's unbelievable.
I think you're right. I think people have the funds. They don't want to give them up as soon as they can. They are financial institutions, after all, which is maybe why someone should make sure that they called you to help out with this. First of all, you're seeing this in real time. You've been on some of these calls. And I think that then they can have the peace of mind knowing when they work with you, Dave, on something like this, that it's even more buttoned up than it needs to be, right? Knowing that they may have hurdles to face when they finally have to show these documents. Hey, at least they've talked with you and not just done this on a napkin, and which isn't legal anyways, and you can figure it out for them.
Well, and again, what I would bring to the table is, look, I believe there may be an issue here. Let's solve that. You know, if there was something the parents, you know, the parents can give a power of attorney even while they're still competent. So if they know who they are, where they are, what their funds are, and who they want to give control of their money to, even if they've done a prior document, we can do a new one. We can't revise those. They become stale if you write on them. But we can sometimes go ahead, even make a house call, whatever it takes, to update them to solve that specific problem. So nobody in this busy world wants to rock the boat just to rock the boat. But my ultimate goal is to take care of that person who thought that their needs were going to be met and that they wouldn't have hurdles. So once in a while, I will make a call thanking someone who totally didn't give any hurdles.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's things where even if a power of attorney isn't too old, I've had some financial planning firms who go, well, we need our own form re-signed by the person. Well, you know, if the person's deteriorated, even though your screen says demand the form.
Yeah, no, that's the whole point of the power of attorney. What are we talking about here?
630
texted in that when their dad passed away, I won't say the bank name, was really difficult in letting me cash out his rolled over CD so we could settle the state. That is really annoying. Dave, what is your phone number and website you want to give out before we go to the next topic?
Yeah, 630-285-5300. My website even has my cell number on there. And then I've got a new domain, WGNattorney.com. How about that?
I love that. Simple. 630-285-5300, WGNattorney.com. Got about 2 minutes left. You said that Chicago area associations, let's say someone wants to buy a condo in an association or a house in an HOA. Apparently some lenders of the buyers want the buildings to restructure financials, reserve studies, do all of this fancy stuff before they even are an owner in that? That doesn't seem right.
Well, what they're doing is they're saying your credit's fine, but we don't think the operation of where we're investing our funds into is a good investment. They're getting as if they are the owner. And they're demanding things like we had one about a month ago where they wanted this 20-story building to switch their insurance carrier for the building association because they thought they were being overcharged by the current agent. This is somebody who's not even in the building. We had another one where they were asked to go into the building and knock on the doors of the people who were slow on their assessments because in some loans, there has to be a ratio of timely payers and untimely. Could you imagine? Hi, Mr. Hansen. I'm going to be in 7C down the hall. Would you get your act together and pay your two bills or whatever? I mean, they actually were suggesting that in writing, and the poor young person just said, well, that's going to be awkward. And what they're doing is they're eliminating any risk whatsoever. And with lending and underwriting, you have to have a practical approach that there may be something that no one knows that could still happen 5 years into the deal. But that's life. But they are literally turning over stones and more stones, making it, even with a very creditworthy person, very, very narrowly getting them approved. That reserve study you mentioned is where they say, well, we think the place needs tuck pointing. One of our guys drove by there, our appraiser, and we think if they have to do that, they don't have enough money in the bank. Well, there's all kinds of ways to handle that.
Right.
But again, it's treating it as if they're the incoming owner rather than just, you know, do it on creditworthiness. Now, I'm not throwing in the towel and saying they never should look.
Right.
They have a right to, but it's just become very excessive. And all the loan officers listening are saying amen, and so are the buyer's attorneys.
Dave, I got a scoop, but 630-285-5300. You can tell Dave knows what he's talking about. WGNattorney.com. We're getting some questions on the text line, Dave. Dave, can we book you maybe next Monday or earlier than your next appearance so we can answer some of the questions that are rolling in?
Yes, of course you can. And right. Next Monday works well. That
okay,
would be awesome.
Right.
Just have your staff reach out and I'll block out the time.
My people will talk to your people, Dave. We'll do that, okay? That's 630-285-5300, WGNattorney.com.